parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to the My DVC Points podcast. I'd like to welcome back to the show today my good buddy, Andy Berry. How you doing today, Andy?
I'm doing totally awesome, Chad. How are you?
I cannot complain, my friend. I cannot complain. We are sitting here recording. I think our numbers came out a little bit late this month, so this report's about a week or so delayed. We're going over the October results from ROFR, Right of First Refusal, and Average Sales Prices and Inventory. So what do you got for me this month, Andy?
Let's take a look at ROFR. Disney was back in the market again, buying our two favorite resorts, Saratoga Springs and Old Key West. What they're end up doing is they're taking the price of the units up, the units of the inventory up for Saratoga Springs and Old Key West. But the buybacks were pretty consistent across those two. They did a little bit of buying back at Bay Lake and Vero Beach and Grand Floridian, but nothing of the ordinary.
Yeah, I was looking at that Bay Lake and like 161, and I'm going, this is like a Sesame Street moment when you look across that line, because they hadn't bought anything for 6 months. And then when you look back, you see 122, 130, 128, 129, 6 months of nothing, and then 161?
It could be that Minnie Mouse found a new pair of shoes at the store and she wanted to get those for those points.
I'm telling you, it's definitely a Sesame Street moment. One of these things is not like the other. We have said for a long, long, long time now, if you put a bid in above the highest that they bought back in recent months, you should be pretty safe, but not always. And I think whoever had that 161 is our exception there.
They're probably scratching their neck and wondering about what's going on.
Because, I mean, I look back and I'm looking at the sales for Bay Lake and I see listings for 137, 146, 148. Why the mouse bought something back at 161, you just scratch your head and go, the mouse wants what the mouse wants. And
you got it. It was fun putting it together. And when I saw that 161, I was scratching my head too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just kind of it. You never know what you're going to get with right of first refusal and buybacks. That being said and done, Andy, what do we got going on over here with inventory analysis? What's going on with our inventory?
Very interesting situation. So, you know, the dues bills just came out, but that doesn't impact too much per se where we are with inventory. We're light in some resorts and heavy in others. Let's go through the light ones first. From a seller's perspective, we are looking for inventory at Boulder Ridge, Grand Floridian, Old Key West, and as always, Saratoga Springs. All those four resorts are light on inventory. So if you're sitting there with some inventory you're thinking about getting rid of, you know, give us a call. We'll be happy to work with you on that.
Okay.
Where are we on the other side? We're long on inventory a bit on Beach Club, Copper Creek, and the Polynesian.
Those poly points are just kind of stacking up here. It's got to be due to the 7-year itch of the buying cycle. It's the only thing I can figure out.
Could be. You know, it's been 7 years since the resort reopened under the DVC brand. And, you know, it's one of the most economical resorts to own at. So it is a buyer's opportunity there as well.
Yeah, if it was up to me and I needed points right now and I couldn't get me a subsidized dues Alani contract, which are like the rare unicorns, I'd be looking at Poly, because I'm a guy who I figured out I like the 7-month mark and I don't mind 7-month in my stuff. Give me those cheap dues and those cheap points.
Yeah, and Poly's a fairly easy resort to reserve in at the 7-month window if you need to.
Yeah, it also rents really well as well. So I'm a huge Poly fan. A matter of fact, I ran into some listeners at Beach Club over at Stormalong Bay, and they were telling me thanks because they bought Poly after hearing our conversations, Andy. So let me relay that to you as well.
Thank you.
It just makes you feel really good inside when you realize that people are listening to the show and they're taking things in and they're making informed and educated decisions. That just kind of warms my heart, because that's the heartbeat of this show is, how do we come back in and talk about DVC realistically, honestly, and authentically, and let people come back in and make informed and educated decisions?
And one of the nice things about that, Chad, is I hear from many members direct, and I know some of the other agents here as well, that listeners really do appreciate this update on ROFR, average price, and inventory.
Yeah, it really does. If you're looking at buying, it gives you some context into this that you can start to go, okay, hey, look, this would be a good deal, or I really want this one and I better move quick, or I can do a little bit softer offer here and hope that the seller takes it. So I just love giving people the data.
Which quickly moves us over to the resale price changes for the month.
So what's going on in average sales prices, Andy?
Across the board, they're holding stable, but there's some significant increases. Places like Beach Club up $4 month over month. Boulder Ridge up $13 from September. And as I mentioned, we're short on inventory at Boulder Ridge. Taking a look at the Grand Floridian, up $8 a month from September levels. Again, short on inventory there. Old Key West holding flat. We need some inventory there. And Saratoga Springs holding up there, just going up a little bit. And that's in part because Disney's starting to buy that back. So it's going to take the prices up just a little bit there. The other resorts are basically holding flat or going down just a little bit.
It seemed like a pretty well business as usual month with our average standard deviations kicking in here. Some are up a little bit, some are down a little bit. I think Beach Club being up is a notable one at $4 because it was in the 144s a few months back. So at 159, those Beach Club contracts are looking like a steal right now.
The other one I'm going to bring out is take a look at the Vero Beach coming down $5 a point. Now that could be a little bit related to the dues increase. Vero Beach, if you're looking for a nice place to own after spending a week or so at the Walt Disney World Resorts, pick up a couple 50, 60, 70 points down at Vero Beach and you can jump down there for a couple days to a newly redesigned resort.
They're working on the pool right now, and that really is it. With Vero and Hilton Head, it's, do you want cheap points now and high dues later? Or you could go the flip of it and pay for a monorail resort and get high cost per point now and a little bit cheaper dues now. Take your pick.
Yep.
You mentioned annual dues here, Andy. Have you had a chance to look over those?
Just a little bit. The average increase looks like it tends to be about 5%. So if you own at one of the resorts that was 5% or less on an increase, you did pretty good. A couple of the resorts that went up a little higher. We talked about Hilton Head, Old Key West, and Vero Beach. Now, some of that has to do with the national phase-in rollout of the $15 per hour wage rate. But then, as you mentioned previously, we talked a little bit about, well, Vero just went through a refurb, so maybe they got to load up the coffers with a little bit of money, saving for the next rehab in another 5 or 7 years from now.
Yeah, I don't know that we have any hard data on that, but that's definitely conventional wisdom here in the member community, is that seems like after they do a refurb on something, to your point, they do have to load up the coffers again. And because now they're going to do their next refurb in 7 years. So if they spent $1 million on it now, they're probably going to have to spend $1.4 million on it next time they do it. So they've just got to jack up the dues to try to hit that bogey mark. But that's what makes DVC awesome, is our resorts are very well maintained.
But if you still look at this, Chad, from hindsight or from a different vantage point, a 5% assessment is nothing compared to where the average price of the hotel rooms has gone up. If you looked at hotel room economics, it's going to be somewhere between 8 and 10%. And that's probably on a higher base. So members would love to have a 5% increase guaranteed for the next several years if you could. And some of them even lower.
Yeah, that's true. You do that analysis as an opening day price of Poly Resort, and DVC looks like a deal to at least lock in that part of it when you buy the points. And then the dues, 5%, I guess, all things said and done, that's about average for Disney. Disney seems to be going up faster than the rest of the economy, but as long as the demand is there, they can still keep doing it.
Well, and they're always going to take the safety route, so they may do extra cleaning or have extra stations for sanitizer, especially under the pandemic conditions that we're exposed to.
Yeah, that's very true. I know on this last trip that I did just this month in November, when I came down, I was going through the offsite airport rentals and all that kind of stuff, and I couldn't wait to get back onto Disney property where I knew the standards were high and that they were maintaining a high bar of cleanliness and precautions and everything else. So to me, I guess that's worth paying for.
That's why so many of our listeners are members, and those that are listening that aren't members soon become members.
That is very true, Andy. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today, Andy. And where can listeners follow up with you if they want more insight or help buying or help selling?
Well, Chad, they can contact me direct, email with Andy, A-N-D-Y, at dvcresalemarket.com, one word, or call me direct at 949-412-0850, or find me on the website. And you won't forget me because I had a starring role in the movie Toy Story. My name's on the bottom of Woody's right-hand boot.
There you go. I was about ready to cover that one, but you did it for me. So thanks so much, Andy.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend, everybody. Wish you all a safe and healthy holiday season, Thanksgiving, and make sure when you go out, wear that mask.
Yep, and we'll be back next month with another update.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.